This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, well, let's begin. Rachel, would you take a roll call, and then we'll go from there.
Commissioner Beast, we know he will be joining us soon. Commissioner Boyd.
Here.
Locken.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Sharp.
Here.
Spring.
Here.
Whitmire.
Here.
And Jensen.
Here.
We have a quorum.
So we'll call to order our July 16 and 17, 2020 meeting of the Game Fish and Parks Commission. We're doing this by Zoom. First thing we'll do is read the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current or former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict of any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anybody have a conflict to disclose? Seeing none, let's go to the next item on the agenda, which is approval of the minutes from the June meeting. We'll need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, we're still taking roll call, Rachel, right, for each
yep.
vote? Okay. Would you do that? Thanks.
He'll be joining us soon. Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor? Motion carries.
This is Commissioner Beast. I am on the line now.
Perfect. Thank you, Commissioner Beast.
Do you want to vote on approving the minutes?
Aye.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. So, next is additional commissioner salary days. Does anyone have any to claim? If not, we'll go to the West River right-of-way mowing resolution, which I think is Tom.
Gary, this is Kelly. Maybe before we go on, though, this we talked earlier is that it makes it easier for Gary managing the meeting is that if you're a commissioner, Rachel, it's up to your choice what you want to do. John, you certainly need to leave your video up. I'll leave my video up. But everybody else, unless you're actually speaking, need to turn their video off and turn their sound off. So that way, when Gary looks up, he can see his commissioners and see if they're trying to get his attention or what's going on. So everybody else can get the video off and take your sound off, and we can go from there. Thank you.
Okay. I think we're to Tom, right?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Hope everybody's doing well. So on your agenda, you have what's listed as the West River right-of-way mowing. And Commissioner Jensen, you had shared with some of us here at the central office and with commissioners the public notice that the Department of Transportation Commission had put out from a public notice standpoint of a topic that they're going to be considering at their July 23 meeting coming up here. And one of those topics is specifically adding three counties in western South Dakota to the list of counties that would not allow mowing on the state highway trunk system until June 15th. And the additional counties that they're looking at and considering are Dewey, Jones, and Stanley counties. Right now, the other counties that are restricted to that June 15th deadline for mowing, again, only on the state highway trunk system, is Gregory, Lyman, and Tripp counties. And a lot of those counties obviously align with what we would all consider probably that primary pheasant range within South Dakota. This was a topic that was talked about briefly in an actual legislative bill this last session, which was eventually dropped with the intention in some discussions that would occur during this year by the DOT Transportation Commission. Mr. Chairman, when you had reached out, you just threw out the concept of potentially the commission having a discussion, see if they wanted to provide some level of support to the DOT Transportation Commission on this topic and maybe do that through a passing of a resolution. And based on that brief conversation, we certainly have some points that we can pull together and we've drafted as a resolution if that's something you want to do and move forward with to provide that support or acknowledgement to the DOT Transportation Commission. And when we talk about this topic, obviously it revolves around pheasant. What we certainly have seen in particular in those three counties, over time, we've seen landscape changes. We've seen habitat changes where we're seeing more pheasant habitat, which has actually resulted in expansion and a higher number of pheasants in those particular counties. Stanley and Jones in particular, and even up into Dewey County as well, see some really phenomenal pheasant hunting opportunities because of those changes. Those birds have responded to changes in agricultural practices, diversity of habitat. In 2019, those three counties alone, we saw a harvest of about 19,000 birds. Certainly roadside habitat provides some of that key nesting habitat at a local level. And so the DOT Commission will be talking about this at their July 23 meeting. And so, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you to lead or have any discussion with the commissioners. And if this is something you as a commission body would like to support or provide level of support to that transportation commission, we can share this draft resolution with some of those key points and share that if that is your desire. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Tom. It just seems that's something we should at least have a discussion about, and it seems exactly with in line with what we're doing, trying to do with pheasants and habitat, and it's doing the best that we can on that subject. So I thought we should discuss it, and thank you for preparing this resolution. Adding three counties where they mow later will help with nesting and pheasants success. So I would ask if anybody wants to discuss it, then I'd ask if there somebody would move approval of resolution 20-13 so we could forward our view of this issue over to the DOT commission. Does anybody have any comments that I'd like to make?
Mr. Chair?
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you. Tom, did I hear you correctly when you said that they would not mow until June 15th?
Through the chair. So yes, Commissioner Sharp, right now an administrative rule, it's June 15 is the earliest date to begin mowing activities on the state highway system and those road right-of-ways for Gregory, Lyman, and Tripp counties in western South Dakota. In eastern South Dakota on the state highway system, that date is July 10. So there is a different date for those western counties or those few western counties right now.
You know, without jumping to conclusions, is there something different about the grass or the habitat in those three counties that would dictate a different mowing date? Because I would suggest that if we're going to have a wait till July 10th, it should be for those three counties as well. Because June 15th, in my mind, is way too early. Out here, June 15th, you've got all kinds of little hatchlings running around with the hens. And if that's not the case out there, you know, that I wouldn't know that. But if we're going to support a resolution, I would support something more towards July 10th than June 15th. I'm sorry.
through the chair. So, Commissioner Sharp, when you look back on the history of this particular topic of conversation, I would believe and would offer to you one of the primary reasons for the differential in dates from those western counties versus the eastern counties is primarily related to, from a habitat perspective, what results from precipitation in those western counties versus as you move farther east. From the standpoint of potential quality of the habitat to the potential quality use of a forage capability and looking at a mowing and slash haying timeframe, my guess is that's really the history around those difference of dates from those western counties versus when you go to the east. Certainly there's nesting activity, there's hatching going on in that mid-June timeframe. In general, across South Dakota, that is the peak hatch when you consider the broad picture. But it likely comes down more to the discussion of when they get to that date, typically on an average year and annual basis, the quality of that forage and that grass that remains in those areas. And that's likely why there's that little bit earlier date in the western part versus the eastern. And that's been discussions that have been around for quite some time.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I get that, and you know, I watch what people do with the forage around here, and why it's possible. I don't know that it's probable that the people that are mowing the ditches are baling that to feed that as a regular bale. My sense would be is a lot of those guys are using that as a filler, and pure guess. I don't know this, but I would suspect that. The difference between mowing June 15th and July 1st or July 10th is not going to be a real measurable difference in what the quality of the hay will do for whatever it's being fed to. So if we're going to go down the path of not mowing and really giving our pheasants a chance to be hatching the ditch, I would suggest a July 1st at the latest and a July 10th at would be more preferable in my mind for mowing. So those are just my thoughts. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Tom, you will remember, I don't remember if it was you or Tony, but somebody from the department went to the DOT commission, I don't remember how many years ago, trying to delay mowing, and I don't remember if it was the same three counties. I remember it didn't go well. We all thought it should, but it didn't for whatever reasons the DOT commission had. So I wonder if some of this June 15th is also a part of what maybe they think is acceptable. I don't know the politics of it, but I assume there are some.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, there was a conversation that our agency went in front of the DOT Transportation Committee or Commission shortly after the Pheasant Summit back in 2012-13 timeframe. And that discussion was had, and certainly this was one of the primary discussion points, and it did revolve around the fact of what that quality of that forage would be as you pushed it out later. And there were individuals that talked about that both at the commission level and, if I remember correctly, even from the public.
So maybe what we could do is say at least June 15th. It just seems it would be better if we could extend it to June 15th rather than leave it where it is, but we could also indicate that the later you could do it would be the better. It seems like it would be good for us to weigh in on this, but maybe I'm wrong.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, that's up to you as a commission body, what message or what you would want to relay to the DOT commission. You know, no different than your process. They have their process. This isn't an administrative rule, and so they're going through the rule promulgation process, their public notice, and obviously they'll take public comment and weigh all that in and make their final decision on this administrative rule. This is certainly something that's supported at the statewide level. Across state government, and it certainly does fit, as you talked about, within all of the discussions about habitat and promotion of pheasants and doing more for pheasants. So there certainly would be value in providing that support for this particular action that they're looking at. But if there's more that you want to provide, that would be up to you as a commission body.
Sure. Anyone else? Commissioner Olson, I think.
Yeah. Tom, do you have any estimates on the additional acres that would be spared in these additional counties through this effort?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Olson, I do not. I saw Travis Runia is on the line, our pheasant biologist, and I know he has run some statistics before on over on a statewide level. Maybe he has an indication on these three counties, but I do not, Commissioner Olson, know what those miles would be.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Olson, are you referring to the roughly 4.5 acres per mile of habitat along our roads? So if we have 200 miles of state roads in those three counties, we'd be looking at, 1,000 acres of habitat. Is that kind of what you're referring to?
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. It's about 4.5 acres per mile of what habitat is along our roads in the state of South Dakota, so you can extrapolate from there.
Very well, thanks. You're a good biologist.
Any other comments? Oops, sorry. I can't tell who wants to talk.
It was Commissioner Olson again.
Oh, Commissioner Olson, sorry.
If there's no other comments or questions, I would move Resolution 20-13.
Okay, mm-hmm. Is there a second?
I will second with a question.
All right. What's your question?
Are we supporting June 15th or are we supporting something later? Because my sense is that it's already June 15th. Is that correct, Tom?
That is correct. It's June 15th at administrative rule right now for those three western counties that are in the rule. The addition of these three would follow suit to that particular date as per their item that they're looking at right now.
Okay, so we're just supporting what's already in place, essentially.
With the
three new counties, right.
Three new counties. So those counties can mow earlier than June 15th currently?
Right.
That is correct.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments, discussion? If not, we'll have a vote. Rachel, you call the roll.
Eight. Commissioner Beast?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor.
All right. So now we